We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Owner of the Adirondack Frostbite,
yeah,
with Barry Melrose is Steve Levy.
Was Steve Levy,
who is on the line right now. I no longer want to talk football. I want to talk about the Chargers. Ladies and gentlemen, the play-by-play guy at ESPN, Steve Levy. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Angelo. What's up, guys? Good morning, everybody.
Steve. You owned Adirondack when they played the immortal Danbury Trashers?
So let me give you the backstory on this. So
Melrose
has always wanted to own a hockey team, and we looked at some junior places and some minor league, and so Adirondack made sense. You know, back in the day, they were the Adirondack Red Wings. They sold out the building to Glens Falls, New York, up by beautiful Saratoga. And so they were no longer the AHL or even the IHL. ECHL, we had dropped down to the United Hockey League, as they call the U. And Barry suckered me in. I thought I was going to get it for like 10%. I wound up getting it for, you know, 50% of the losses. And here's the great story. So the team is awful. They wheel us out to center ice midway through this season, right? And we come out. We're all excited. The building's full because Barry's kind of a local hero there. We lose on opening night, like 9-2. We fire the coach the next day. Melrose is calling me Steinbrenner. Like, I really got into it. I enjoyed it a lot. I'd say I lost, you know, $100,000 in 3.5 years.
Wow.
In 3.5 years, but it was, you know, if you have to have a good way to lose $100,000, I had a blast doing it. It was a lot of fun. And Danbury, hey guys, that was legit. That was that was an intimidating building to go into. And I always give Mike Rupp a hard time, right? You know, this guy who won the Stanley Cup, right? Called the clinching goal in a game seven. And he's out there cheating with those guys. So, yeah.
All right, so
I was not happy
seen,
about Rupper.
Steve, have you seen the documentary?
Oh, yeah. I watched it the first night it was available. Absolutely.
All right, let's get on. We have a rather large football game to talk about, Monday Night Football. Last time we talked to you, Steve, you were just starting on this gig. How different is Monday Night Football gig from any other gig you've done in sports broadcasting?
Well, even you know, it's so different because, you know, every single word that comes out of my mouth is so heavily scrutinized, you know, and I really have to avoid Twitter or else I find out a lot of different things about myself. and so you got to be careful. You got to pick your spots. Things that are, you know, things that are clever and flip and cute on the Big Ten noon game on ESPN2 don't necessarily fly, you know, on Monday Night Football. So, but it's already been different from last year for me, like just the crowds, right? Just having these stadiums full. We had unbelievable overtime game in Las Vegas with crowd for the first time. And, you know, last week at Lambeau Field, and this week will obviously be spectacular in Dallas. So we're loving it. I'm the luckiest guy in the industry. Al and Jones, you know my feelings on that. And I'm just trying to keep the seat for as long as I can. I am the ultimate game-to-game. I've become like coach speak, you know, day-to-day, game-to-game. That's me, man.
Wrong. You're terrific. The whole crew is. I'm very happy with the people doing Monday Night Football right now. You're all
Thank
pros.
You.
You're terrific.
Appreciate
at this. That. Here's the thing. Like, you have gotten – this is a great matchup for you guys. You've had good matchup. Is ESPN getting more input into what you get as matchups for Monday night?
So, Angela, I mean, this is real. Like, I looked at this, and I'm like, damn, like, we don't get Cowboys-Eagles anymore, you know? Like, that doesn't fall to Monday Night Football. And I had our great researcher, John Parolin, look it up. We have not had Eagles-Cowboys on Monday night since 2008. So that's wow. That's a long time. Oh, wow. This, for me, is a flagship kind of rivalry game among the, you know, five best rivalries in all the NFL. Look, I think things have started to turn. I think the NFL believes we can do the job. We're doing a good job. We obviously ponied up a couple extra dollars to get the new package. We're in the flex. We're in the Super Bowl mix. Last year, we finally, you know, we didn't get the Saturday 4 p.m. Texans playoff game. You know what I mean? Like, we got a Sunday playoff game with Baltimore and Tennessee and a couple of stars. So, yeah, I think the schedule has improved each and every year. We get into the flex business week 18 this year, which we've never been in. Next year, after week 12, we'll be able to flex just like Al and Chris on Sunday night. So I think we feel really good about the schedule and where we're headed for Monday night.
Well, we're psyched in this city, I can tell you that. We already got our head coach wearing Beat Dallas shirts and walking
great.
Around.
So great.
It is. Yep. You like that. All right, tell us why. That builds up a little anticipation, Steve.
I just love it. Like, these coaches in the NFL, they're so protective, right? They're so locked in, wearing their seatbelt. Everybody's careful about not saying the wrong thing, you know, because these things get magnified and bulleted more material, and Sirianni doesn't care, and I love it. And listen, let's not fool anybody. We're in the entertainment business too, right? You guys
Absolutely.
Get that. I know you
yep.
do. So this is fun. This is good. This is good for football. And fun, and yeah, if it creates a little animosity, bring it on. Give me some more. I hope he wears a hat too, you know.
I know you guys do the production meetings for all the Thebes. I'm guessing Hurts and Prescott, because they're kind of similar style quarterbacks. That's a big, big part of this, right? The focus on Dak coming off the injury and Jalen trying to become the franchise quarterback here.
Exactly right. Like, it's always about the quarterbacks, obviously, but this week maybe more than ever. What Dak has gone through, you know, I think in the last 3-4 years, the two serious injuries, the contract, he lost his brother. He's gotten into the mental health issues, which is a big deal to go public with, and he was one of the first guys. And, you know, we were there week 5 last year in Dallas, and he got hurt in week 4. And, you know, he was having like an MVP start. The Cowboys were killing everybody. Like, they got a tremendous offense. And what you're watching in Dallas, and unless you're really focused in, like, this might be the end of Ezekiel Elliott. Like, this is Tony Pollard has now started to flip the script. Everybody knows Zeke, you know, Hard Knocks and all this. But when you look at the carries, it's pretty close. Pollard does some different things. So that's another storyline to watch. And, yeah, for Jalen, listen, I love the way he handled the situation in college with Tua. I will never forget that. The class of that kid at a college age, what he went through, getting yanked the way he did, and how he handled that with grace and class. He'll forever be a good guy. And then, you know, I love to see the way he lit it up in week 1 and probably deserved a better fate in week 2 last week. So it's a great quarterback matchup.
Steve, here's my guess. Your only rooting interest, tight game right down to the end. Am I right? That's the ultimate for Monday Night Football.
That really is it. I not even to the end. Like, I'll take fourth quarter. Like, you know, honestly, we're patting each other on the back last week. Like, hey, the Lions are winning at halftime. Like, that's a win for us, you know? So we don't care who wins the game. We'd like to see points. Or at least I'd like to see points. And yeah, give me a game into the fourth quarter. And this one has all the makings.
All right, listen, Steve, this is just my own agenda here, but
yeah.
I have a good feeling the Eagles might win, and this is all I ask. I know you're not the director or the producer.
Yeah.
If the Eagles are winning late, could I get one shot of Jerry Jones up at the luxury box? It would mean a lot to me.
Listen, I'm going to call Jimmy Platt. He's our director. I'm going to tell him right now. I said, hey, good friend of mine from Philly, Angelo, I asked for this one shot. Doesn't Jerry get on TV enough, guys? Don't we get enough Jerry Jones?
Only when he's winning. No, listen to me. I monitor this, Steve. I enjoy when he is in pain. You know, the game's not going his way. And they only tend to show him when, like, the winning field goes. I need, when he's losing, I need that shot. One shot,
right.
2 seconds,
Steve. Is it possible, though, that he's only, when he's winning, he's sitting in the luxury suite in the first row, and when they're losing, he goes to the back, and you can't find him anymore?
I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, he gets out of the shot.
Brilliant.
So no director in the world could find him, right? He's got a hip office back there.
All right, couple of other quickies. I know I am watching one broadcast Monday night, Steve Levy and the crew on the ESPN. There is an alternate now with the Mannings that seems to be doing pretty well.
Wait,
if
what?
I were, if
what?
I were
what?
You,
what are you talking about?
No,
what's that about?
It's on your network, Steve. I'm not. It's all the same hand. It's the same. But I like a regular broadcast. Is this the vogue of the future? Are we going to have more of these like informal broadcasts like that?
Listen, the Mannings can do no wrong, right? Yeah, everything they touch turns to gold. I get that. You know, we knew this was going to be a success. Anything Peyton puts his name on is going to be great. You know, he could sell cars, right? I mean, anything he wants to do, he's going to be great at. I think you need the right people. But, yeah, if you had the right personalities, this would work on other sports and other networks. And, you know, I think it is a way to go. I think ESPN, sort of, you know, we always try to tap into something new, something different. And I think they found success. But, again, it's success because it's the Mannings. You know what I mean?
Yep,
there are a lot of other former quarterbacks this is not going to work for.
I agree with you 100%. The Sixers yesterday hired a woman as the main TV play-by-play person to replace Mark Zumwalt. Is this going to happen? Are there a lot of glass ceilings being broken these days now, Steve? You think this is the vogue of the future?
Hey, you know, best person for the job, I'm all for that. And that's not the first time that's happened. I'm trying to think. Did the Bucks do it too?
Yeah, the Bucks just did it.
Milwaukee Bucks,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
So listen, this is going to happen, and we're going to see this in all sports, and I am all for it. My daughter, I got an 11-year-old daughter, and she's interested in sports. And if there should be no ceilings anymore. I'm all for best person gets the job, and I'm looking forward to listening. So all the new voices everywhere. So
the last thing, Steve, definitely different. Al and Keith, who you both work with these gentlemen, told me you enjoy doing hockey much more than football. And now you're going to be doing it again because ESPN's got the NHL back. Is that accurate? Yeah. I just want to make sure that's true.
I would say it's a 50-50 split is what I would say.
Ooh.
You guys always try to get me in trouble. I'll see you guys at the Stanley Cup final.
Great. Steve, we love you, man. Continued success at ESPN. And thanks so much for doing this today.
Hey, I'll work on that Jerry Jones shot for you late
Please.
Fourth quarter, all right?
It would mean so much, Steve.
Hey, Steve. Well, if that pops up, you need to mention me on Tuesday morning, all right?
Oh, 100%, Steve. Guaranteed.
All right.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, love you guys. Love you guys.
Thanks.
Be well. Take it easy.
Steve Levy, ESPN.
He's awesome,
and he is
man.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.